your time. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Next three are Bill Endicott, Joe Papasodero, and Rose Causey. They'll be followed by Tiffany Murray, Tony Bonillo, and Joni Kaufman.
Mr. Endicott?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, pretty good, pretty good.
Would you like to begin?
Well, I live on 103rd and Reedway, and the house that I live in now presently I bought from my parents, and so I've lived in the neighborhood all my life, and I know what a lot of heavy traffic can do. I've got dump trucks coming up and down my street. There's a business end of the street, Roth, J.A. Roth or something like that, and there's dump trucks that go up and down the street 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So I know that there's going to be an impact. It's going to disrupt the neighborhood, but it's not so much the traffic situation as it is the environmental. I think the environmental impact is where we're, you know, really where you should focus on that more than the traffic. I know the traffic is not good. It disrupted my life, but I think it's the environmental. And the gentleman over here that was talking about and with the tie there, it made a lot of sense. I mean, we're talking the waste, the liquid, the driving in and out, and so that's something that you know, you're just going to have to, you know, it's a big decision, you know, and somebody's right and somebody's wrong. So I think this is not a good plan.
Thank you, sir.
Thank
appreciate
you.
Your testimony. Hi, welcome.
Hi, my name is Joe Papasodero. I think this is a real bad thing going on. My family's been in a Dropbox business for 50 years, and I know what the dumps and the transfer stations and everything look like and smell like. And I do not want my backyard to smell like a dump. I've got a Baker's Tick wetland right behind my property. When it floods, they can't tell me that this facility isn't in a flood zone, because it is. And when it floods, it goes right into Beggar's Tick wildlife area, and there it is full of garbage. And I've been out there pulling garbage out of there, and it's full of wet waterfowl all year round. And when it dries up late August, they take off, and you should see the garbage out there. So I've been to the Metro Central Transfer Station. I've seen the holes in the wall and stuff like that. I know exactly what's going on. It, stuff leaks out, gets out. There's no way to stop it. I've got that wetland. The mosquitoes are really bad. What are you going to do when this gets out of hand? Because they say they don't have enough money to come out and take care of the mosquito problem. The city, the metro, or whoever owns that. So, I mean, when this gets out of hand and you got leakage and stuff going into the Beggar's Tick, into Johnson Creek, and then are you guys going to sit there and say you don't have the funds or whatever to clean the mess up? Because I got to go out and clean up my backyard from when it floods, and then that stuff goes into that wetland and right into my yard. And I don't want any more cleaning up.
Thank you, sir, for your testimony. Really appreciate it. Ma'am.
Hi, my name's Rose Causey. I've been a resident in my area for 31 years. I'm a registered nurse, and I'm concerned about the vectors that will be coming from the rotting meat and the food. It will attract flies, raccoons, rats, mice. The CDC website has a list of diseases that rodents carry, and I brought that with me. It includes Hantavirus, pulmonary syndrome, hemorrhagic fever with renal syndrome, leptospirosis, lymphatocytic chorio-meningitis, plague, rat bite fever, salmonellitis, and tularemia. Many of these diseases, you only have to smell the dust. You get a whiff of the dust, and you're sick. Mice and rats can creep into any little tiny crevice that's a half-inch gap in a building to get into that and get into the garbage there. Also, rats and mice reproduce at a very fast rate. 200 rats can be reproduced by one female in just a short amount of time. There's already a small rat problem in the area. I live between Knapp Street and Mount Scott off 101st and Lexington. The winds prevail from the east. They swing around the mountain, and they come right towards our property. We would be smelling the smell that you smell when you open your yard debris can after things have been sitting in there for a week, the same smell you smell at McFarland's in Milwaukee. I'm also concerned about the increased traffic. We hear a lot of noise from I-205 and from the MAX station already. We would be hearing the beep, beep, beep from the trucks as they pull into that building and back up in there to dump their load. So as you see, I don't think this facility belongs within the city limits of Portland anywhere. I pride Portland on their recycling programs. I think we're one of the best in the West, and I want to keep it clean and sanitary. I don't want my backyard ruined when I go outside. I want to be able to open my windows and smell the fresh air. And that's what I have to say. So please, Mayor Adams and everybody else, please hear us. We're your people. We're not from California. We're your people. And our vote should matter. Thank you.
You are our people, and thank you for your testimony. Appreciate it very much.
Next three are Tiffany Murray, Tony Bonillo, and Joni Kaufman. And the last person to testify will be Kelly Alwyn.
What were the three names right now?
Tiffany Murray, Tony Bonillo, and Joni Kaufman.
Ms.
Go ahead
Murray?
With Kelly Alwyn.
Kelly Alwyn, Ms. Alwyn. So next, who's the next one on the list?
The last. That's, she's the
oh,
last.
Okay.
Kelly's the last.
Ms. Murray?
Yes.
Hi. Hi, welcome to City Council.
Thank you. I live on 101st, one block north of Foster, and occasionally I do have smells from that facility that I do smell on occasion. I wasn't notified until yesterday I found out about this, so most of my neighbors don't know what's going on with the plans over there, and I think they could do a lot better job notifying the neighborhood. Also, we have trucks that come into the facility, and they get lost, and they turn left onto 101st instead of right, and they jackknife in the road, cause traffic problems. There's problems with telephone wires. They're too big to get through the neighborhood. There's nowhere for them to turn around, and that happens on occasion as well, right in front of my house, because I'm just across the street. And it floods. Every winter it floods. All through there, and I think they've overdeveloped the area already. I think they may have already broken laws already and encroached on wetlands, and that's why it floods all around them. They've built it up and paved it. So I hope you say no to their plans.
Thanks, Ms.
Thank
Murray.
You.
Appreciate your testimony. Hello, sir.
I am Tony Bonillo, and I live in the area, and I wanted to voice my concerns. As far as odor, will any odorous materials be kept or retained for any length of time outside of the designated indoor facility that Recology claims will be outfitted with an air system capable of eliminating these offensive smells? Environmental contamination, what safeguards are going to put in place to ensure that the water and wildlife on and surrounding the Recology site are not negatively impacted by waste and contaminants? And what additional policing by agencies would Recology be willing to allow responsibility for inspecting and reporting the steps taken to avoid any additional strain to this area's green spaces? As far as livability, the area south of the proposed site along Southeast Knapp is lush with vegetation and watercourses, as well as wildlife such as deer, birds such as woodpeckers, hummingbirds. This area provides a safe habitat for these animals, as well as a scenic green space, creating ambiance for our neighborhood. No one wants to look out and see a dump as they drive by. What assurance can Recology give that this area will be preserved from the noise, smell, and sight of a high-traffic waste compound? For public safety, the Springwater Corridor passes directly through the access road due to Recology at Southeast 101st. what steps will be taken to ensure that bicyclists and walkers will be kept from harm from the multitude of trucks passing in and out of the site? And Southeast Knapp Street is a road often utilized by walkers, commuters, and bicyclists. And there's no sidewalk along this road. If Recology decided to use the Southeast Knapp Street entrance, how will pedestrians stay safe when this is one of the few roads leading directly to the MAC station Flavelle stop? So with regard to the environmental impacts of Recology's proposed addition of wet waste processing, the only way I can see that these problems will be adequately addressed is if Recology is willing to voluntarily hire an independent agency or periodically inspect and maintain a higher level of compliance than might otherwise be dictated by the city or county. And in addition, a signal should be installed at Southeast 101st where the corridor pathway passes over, because I think that would help safety somewhat. Thank you for listening.
The Springwater Corridor Trail.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you very much for your testimony. All right, we will now hear from the opponents of the principal opponents.
Mr. Mayor, before we begin, we have an easel to put up so we can show the council a couple of exhibits.
I can't hear you, sorry. You have to sit down and introduce yourself and speak into the mic if you would.
Certainly. Mr. Mayor, Michael Robinson on behalf of Recology. Before we begin our testimony, we have an easel we'd like to put up so we can show you some exhibits. Where would you like the easel?
Right in front of the city attorney. No. Thread the needle, if you could, between the city attorney and the crowd.
And then I have some exhibits we'll be referring to. Would you like me to hand them to your clerk?
That'd be great.
Thank you.
Because we're all here kind of late in the day, we're going to take a 5-minute compassion break so you can get organized. Bathrooms are on either end of the building. We'll reconvene at 4:34. We're in recess.
It'd be great. It'd be fantastic.
Amy and Catherine.
Yeah. Can we add them on 4/5 tomorrow?
We're going to file everyone.
Oh. Would you tell Carl I want to have a drink with him this evening, though?
Sure.
Yeah. Go ahead and file it, if he's willing.
I'm hoping.
Moisture.
Well, they're making you work late.
No, I started at 2.
Oh. It's lunchtime.
Yeah. That's all right. It's one stop shopping, really.
Really? Good.
Just go out there and get the site.
Yeah. And you've got, it stays dark later, so you're good.
Right.
Is it for 11 or for tomorrow? Or both?
Oh,
that's right. That's right. I never get to see you all. I'm always working at those hours.
So, Mike, you think it's worthwhile to actually go through this?
I think I just summarize. Tell them it's in the record. They can look at it. I think I just summarize what it means.
Yeah. And just, should I walk up there?
You've got it. No, you don't approach it.